Section 230 goes to the Supreme Court as Meta's teen harm trial opens in Oakland. Meta has petitioned the United States Supreme Court to rule that Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act shields addictive platform design decisions from state tort liability, a request that, if granted, would immunize every social media company from product liability suits regardless of what internal research shows about the harms those design choices cause. The petition arrives as a federal trial against the company opened its first week in Oakland, where the core allegation is that Instagram and Facebook were deliberately engineered with features known to harm adolescent mental health, and that Meta's internal research demonstrated that knowledge before the products continued to ship. Section 230, passed in 1996, grants online platforms immunity from being treated as publishers of third-party content. Meta's argument extends that protection to the recommendation algorithms, engagement optimization systems, and notification architectures the company built, contending those design choices are similarly shielded. Massachusetts courts ruled that state product liability law can reach those design decisions regardless of Section 230. Meta is asking the Supreme Court to resolve the question definitively before the Oakland trial sets a precedent through jury verdict. The legal stakes divide cleanly into two scenarios. If the Supreme Court rules that Section 230 protects platform design decisions, the entire social media industry is effectively immunized from state-level product liability claims forever. If the court declines to hear the case or rules against Meta, platforms face exposure analogous to what pharmaceutical companies, automobile manufacturers, and tobacco companies have confronted, a structural shift in the legal and financial landscape of American tech. On a related front, federal investigators arrested 11 cruise ship workers in Boston on charges of possessing and distributing child sexual abuse material, in what appears to be the result of a coordinated multi-month investigation. Investigators noted that some communications among the arrested workers occurred on mainstream social media platforms. The arrests will accelerate calls for more rigorous background screening and device monitoring protocols across the cruise industry, which already faces regulatory pressure on multiple fronts.